So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan. Hope you're well today. So welcome to the show. A little bit late, but there you go. We're on a coaching call in 15 minutes. So just wanted to get this out. Something I was talking about with my friend Richard. We were playing basketball this morning on the outdoor court, as we do every Friday and Tuesday these days. And we're talking about destiny, and we're talking about life, the universe and everything. And in particular, we're talking about what to do if you want to change some stuff that's going on. And we're talking about people who are wanting to make the change. So, for example, we have group coaching, and some people choose to turn up to that coaching and some people choose not to turn up to that coaching. And it's interesting that the people who choose not to turn up to that group coaching are the same people who then complain that their life doesn't seem to get better. And it's like, look, the choices that we make today will shape our future tomorrow. And not just tomorrow, but the 5 years from now and 10 years from now and 20 years from now, just as the choices that we made 5 years ago are what shaped our lives today. The choices that we made 20 years ago, when I first started investing in property 22 years ago, at the ripe old age of 26, when I first completed my first property, you know, if I'd not made that decision 26 years ago to start going down that path, my life today would be vastly different than it actually is. I probably wouldn't be playing basketball on a Friday morning, putting the world to rights with Richard. I'd be in a job of some kind. The decisions that I made back then are what make me who I am today, just as the decisions that you made 5 years ago or yesterday is what shaped your life today. And so if we can extrapolate from that one thing, it's that we need to start making decisions in our lives, but not just make decisions. We actually need to start taking action. But look, I'm getting all excited. So what I mean by this is that you've got to start writing down, what is it you actually want? Seriously, what do you want in life? Do you want to live in the Med next to the Mediterranean Sea like we do here? Absolutely. Why not? So what are the things that you need to put in place that's actually going to make that a reality? So let's break it down. Why not? So what if it's things like cash flow? Like, you're going to need some cash flow. So are you going to get a job here? My wife works in the local private school here in one of the English schools. Are you going to have a job? Are you going to make money using online training courses? And if so, have you got any online training courses? And if the answer is no, how do you make online training courses? And how much money do you need? Is it £2,000 every month? Let's assume it is. So you need to sell 100 training courses at £20 each every single month. Or maybe it's 10 coaching clients at £200 every single month. What does that money matrix look like that will allow you to generate enough income every single month? What else do you need? Because it's not just about cash flow, moving to a foreign country and living on the shores of the Mediterranean. What about a social network? Like, we got an instant social network because wifey, she works in a school full of English people. If it wasn't for that, I mean, I remember when my little one was born 6 years ago, 6.5 years ago now, I had to jump on a plane and get back here because she was 10 days early. And luckily we had friends. We had one particular friend who actually went to hospital with my wife, who stayed with her until I came in, you know, burst through the doors. Calm down, everybody. Dan is here. but we would have got really stuck. And so having a social network of some form to enable you to build relationships, to build a security blanket around you in case you have problems or in case something goes wrong, that's really important too. But the decisions that you make today are going to shape that. Now, it could be, and this is what most people do, it could be that you've already made these decisions. And this is the problem, is people make the decisions, but they make the decisions without actually taking any action. And the reason for that is that taking action can actually be quite painful. And not quite painful, it is painful. Like, I'm fasting right now. I am so hungry. I could eat this cup. I could eat anything right now. I'm so hungry. But if I want to lose the weight, then these are the decisions that I have to make, and these are the actions that I actually have to perform. These are the actions that I actually have to do. And it's really difficult to do. I've lost 2 kilos, by the way, in case you wondered, this week alone. And I know some of that's water weight, but anyway, we're on the right direction. But first of all, you've got to make this decision. So let me tell you this. Let me ask you this. 4 frogs are sat on a log. One of them decides to jump off. How many frogs are sat on that log? Still 4, because he's only made the decision. He hasn't actually made the leap. And this is the point. You see, let me see if I can remember this. Decide is a Latin word. It comes from disre or something, and it means to cut off. And basically it means to cut off any other options. And so when you make a decision, like, the best time to act upon that decision is when you've actually made it in the first place. And most people go, do you know what? Yes, I'm going to become financially free. And then we go watch Netflix, or we go and watch basketball, or we go and just life gets in the way and they never end up doing it. Or they listen to their friends and family. Like, they've made the decision, I'm going to get financially free, but then mum comes along and says, oh, well, you can't do that. Oh, everyone has to have a job. That's what my mum used to say to me. Or your wife or your husband comes along, or other people that you work with. I remember going back a long time ago. I was 26 at the time, 25, 26. I worked in a business and I was on some training for speaking. I know you can't tell, but I was. And so it was speaker training on stage, and it was to help me do better presentations while I was selling, right? So we had to put a presentation together, and one of the presentations that I put together was my wild and crazy ideas about how to get financially free through the use of property. And back then, you see, it was like £150 a month times 10 properties. That gives me 1,500 quid, 22 years ago. Times have changed. But I would, you know, show them on a whiteboard. This is the plan. This is what we're doing. We complete on our first deal next week. And I promise you this, I got laughed at from the people sat watching. As though Dan, stupid Dan, is going to be able to go and do this. And here we are, of course, 22 years later, living on the med, playing basketball in the morning, because the decisions that I made 22 years ago, 23 years ago, have led us up to this point. People are going to put you off. People are going to laugh at your plans. They're going to laugh at your ideas. And when you take action, and when you fail, and I failed a lot, and I continue to fail a lot, and I will continue to fail a lot. I'm a failure in every sense of a word. Every relationship I've had, except the one I'm currently in, which is with my wife, and hopefully that will continue, but every relationship before that failed. Every single one failed. What a failure in relationships I absolutely am. But in failing, you learn how to get it right. Here we are married for 7 years, touch wood, right? So I'm also a failure in all sorts of things. I played basketball this morning. I missed so many shots, easy shots, wide open 3-point shots. I missed at least half the shots I took. I missed. I'm an utter failure, except I won quite a few of the games, despite being a failure. I've tried to buy so many properties and failed. I'm an utter failure in buying properties. And yet I still have a large UK-based property portfolio. And at some point in the next probably 18 months, we'll start investing here as well. But despite all that, I still failed. And I continue to fail on a daily basis. We have people unsubscribe from our email list. How dare you, by the way, unsubscribe from our email list? They unsubscribe from the membership group that I run on Facebook. I have a mastermind group. How dare they? I fail every single day, but in through failing, I'm also learning and moving forward. And this is the thing that stops people. They make the decision and they don't take the action. And the reason why they don't take the action is because they are afraid of failure. And I've got to tell you, folks, you've got to start failing forwards. It doesn't matter how many times, you know, if you play the lottery, which is a dreadful thing to do, don't do it. But if you play the lottery, you only have to get lucky once, right? I mean, like, you might win 10 quid, but, you know, not really luck, is it? But you might, you know, to get a couple of million quid, you only have to get lucky once. That's not to say you should go and play the lottery, because you're not going to win 14 million to one. You've got a greater chance of getting hit by an asteroid than winning the lottery. So, look, this is the plan. You've got to decide, first of all, if you want to change something in your life, and it could be something big and grandiose, or it could be something as small. So for, in my example, you know, I'm busy losing weight. I'm doing what's called 7 in 7. It's just something I made up. 7 kilos in 7 weeks. That's the plan. I'm only in week one. it's painful. But that's the decision. Then you got to commit to it. So all the chocolate, which I love, all the donuts, all the pizza, all that really bad stuff. Heck, I'm not even eating rice or not too many carbs. I mean, it's all gone. You know, I'm on protein, vegetables. Oh, so boring. Oh, how do vegetarians do it? I mean, I'm on chicken, which is fine, but God, vegetables. But this is the difficult part. This is where people give up. This is why when you see some people do amazing things, it's because they've committed to the process. They've taken action and they are committed until they get that result or the result that they want. If this is you and you want to change something in your life, first you've got to decide what it is, then you've got to commit to it. And so making a decision isn't enough until you start taking action. And some of the actions that you might need to take are, for example, working out what do you need to do? What resources do you need to acquire? So, for example, right now I'm fasting. I'm eating one meal a day. So what are the resources? I need chicken and I need veg and I need to learn how to cook better to make that food a little bit more appetizing. What else? I need to have plenty of supply of coffee, which is my go-to juice to get me through when my hunger pangs are coming in. I also have to understand what's going on in terms of biology. So I have to get educated about what's going on because that's the plan, right? I want to lose that weight. I have to get educated about what is fasting. How does it work? What's ghrelin? Ghrelin is that, you know, when your stomach is rumbling and you feel like you're dying if you don't eat in the next 3 minutes, that's ghrelin. It's a hormonal problem, not a discipline problem. You know, if you go stuff your face full of chocolate, that's actually a hormone issue that you've got right there. And it's normal and natural. It's just called ghrelin, right? But you've got to start getting educated about what are the steps that you need. What other obstacles? Well, what about the chocolate in the fridge? Let's get rid of that. Let's put that so it goes warm and melted and not very nice. Let's get it out of sight. What else? What about surrounding yourself with like-minded people? Back to coaching again, right? What about joining groups on Facebook where other people are fasting and going through exactly what you're going through? And by the way, I'm not just talking about fasting, am I? I'm talking about whatever it is that you want to change in your life. Now, as I say, it might be something big and grandiose to something small and minor. It could be the relationship with your parents or the relationship with your kids or your siblings or your partner. It could be weight loss. It could be generating a lot of income. And, you know, generating a lot of income. Let's talk about that. What's the obstacles to you generating income? Is it an education kind of thing? Well, I don't know how to do something. Great. Well, what is it you don't know how to do? All of it. Well, great. Let's break it down. Do you know how to sell? No. Okay. Let's get you on a training course on how to sell. Do you know how to create content? No. Great. Go and find a course on how to create content or get us to do it for you, of course. What else can you do that if you need to go out and earn more money? What about training courses? What about cryptocurrency? What about Forex? What about affiliate marketing? You know, what is it that you want to go down? Where do you want to start earning that money? Well, I want to do affiliate marketing. Great. What aspect of affiliate marketing is stopping you from getting started? Well, I don't know anything. Great. Well, buy a book on affiliate marketing. It's really obvious. Watch YouTube. Listen to podcasts. Join other groups full of affiliate marketing, pay for some training to get affiliate marketing. I'm not one of these people, by the way, who thinks everything is available on YouTube if you want to know how to do something. A lot is, but after a while you've peeled those onions, you know, there's always deeper you can go when you're peeling those onions in terms of finding out some of the more interesting things about earning passive income. So, for example, you know, we've got a course on how to make a training course in 14 days or less and make a first sale, right? I didn't know how to do that, 15 months ago. And then we made a course that sold like hotcakes, the property sourcing course. And then from that, it was like, this is really easy. Now I know what I'm doing. And obviously the plan was then to do one a month, and then the pandemic hit and everybody was home. And this, again, is what happens. Life comes in and it distracts us massively. So the few steps process here, because I'm going to end the podcast in just a minute because I'm live with a client. Number one, work out what do you want. Number two, work out what resources you need in order to do that. Number three, work out the obstacles that are going to get in your way. If you can identify the obstacles right now, then when you get to them, you'll already know how to solve them because you've already identified how to solve them before you get there. All right, let me know what you think, and we'll catch up with you on the next video. We're live again on Monday in the Business Growth Show. Come and join me for that, and we'll speak to you then. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.